The news was published on Friday, October 4, 2024. I am Lucy. You know, I've got to tell you about this wild article I just read. It's all about how AI is shaking up the music industry, and get this. It's written by someone who was in on Apple's early music projects. Can you imagine being there at the start of iTunes? That must have been something else. So here's the deal. AI isn't just changing how we listen to music anymore. Now it's actually creating new tunes from scratch. And let me tell you, that's got artists and copyright holders sweating bullets. I mean, think about it. You pour your heart and soul into writing a song, and then some computer comes along and whips up something similar in seconds. It's like having a robot ghostwriter, but one that never sleeps and doesn't need coffee breaks. This isn't just some far-off sci-fi scenario either. We're talking real-world consequences right now. The New York Times is taking Microsoft and OpenAI to court over copyright stuff. And it's not just the news folks either. A bunch of big-name record labels are suing this company called Suno AI. Apparently, Suno's got this service that can spit out a whole digital music file just from a few words you type in. It's like musical Mad Libs, but way more high-tech. You know this whole AI music generation thing we're seeing today? It's giving me some serious déjà vu. It takes me right back to the late 90s and early 2000s when MP3s and file-sharing apps like Napster burst onto the scene. Man, that was a wild time in the music industry. Picture this. You've got these shiny new MP3 files that could compress music into tiny digital packages, making it super easy to share and store. And then along comes Napster, this revolutionary peer-to-peer file-sharing platform that lets anyone with an internet connection swap music files, like they're trading baseball cards. It was like the Wild West of music distribution. The traditional music industry? They were freaking out. Suddenly, their whole business model was under threat. People could get music for free with just a few clicks. It was a total game changer. Record labels were scrambling to figure out how to adapt, how to protect their copyrights, how to keep making money in this new digital landscape. And you know who was caught in the middle of all this? The artists. Some saw it as an opportunity to reach more fans, to break free from the constraints of traditional distribution channels. Others were worried about losing control of their work, about not getting paid for their art. It was a real tug of war between embracing new technology and protecting creative rights. Fast forward to today, and we're seeing a similar kind of disruption with AI-generated music. Just like MP3s and Napster challenged how music was distributed, AI is now challenging how music is created. It's raising all sorts of questions about authorship, creativity, and copyright. Who owns a song if an AI helped create it? How do we compensate human artists in this new landscape? It's fascinating to see how history kind of repeats itself, you know? Different tech, same fundamental questions about how we value and protect creative work in the digital age. And just like back then, we're going to have to figure out new ways to balance innovation with fair compensation for artists. It's going to be a wild ride, but hey, that's what progress looks like, right? Now, speaking of digital disruptions in the creative world, this whole AI content generation debate we're seeing today, it's giving me flashbacks to another big controversy from the mid-2000s, the Google Books saga. Let me paint you a picture. So, back in 2004, Google embarks on this ambitious project to scan millions of books and make them searchable online. Sounds great, right? Democratizing access to knowledge and all that. But here's the catch. They didn't ask permission from authors or publishers before scanning these books. They just went ahead and did it. Well, you can imagine how that went down. Authors and publishers were up in arms. They saw it as a massive copyright infringement. I mean, here's this tech giant scanning and digitizing their work without consent. It sparked a huge debate about fair use, about the rights of creators in the digital age. The Authors Guild and the Association of American Publishers filed a class action lawsuit against Google in 2005. It was a big deal. We're talking about the future of books in the digital age. The case dragged on for years, with arguments going back and forth about whether Google's project was fair use or not. Fast forward to today, and we're seeing eerily similar arguments play out with AI-generated content. Just like Google argued that scanning books was transformative and therefore fair use, AI companies are arguing that training their models on existing content is fair use. And just like authors and publishers pushed back then, we're seeing creators pushing back now. It's like we're watching the same movie with different actors. The technology has changed, but the core issues remain the same. Who gets to use creative works? How do we balance innovation with protecting creators' rights? How do we ensure fair compensation in a world where technology can replicate and transform creative works at the click of a button? Now, let's consider what might happen if the courts rule that training AI on publicly available data isn't fair use. It's like we're standing at a crossroads, and one path leads us to a world where creators have more control over how their work is used. Can you imagine? We might see the birth of these opt-in marketplaces, kind of like a digital farmer's market for creative content. Artists could set up shop, offering their songs, stories, or artwork for AI training, and actually get paid for it. It's not just about compensation, though. It's about giving creators a say in how their work is used and valued in this brave new AI world. But here's the thing. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. This could create a bit of a divide, you know? Like, established artists with loyal fan bases might be more willing to opt in, seeing it as another revenue stream. But what about the up-and-comers, the ones still trying to make a name for themselves? They might feel pressured to participate just to get noticed, even if they're not totally comfortable with the idea. It's a classic catch-22 situation. On the flip side, what if the judges give AI companies the green light to use training data without permission? Oh boy, that could really shake things up. We might see a mad dash towards paywalls as artists scramble to protect their work. It's like everyone's suddenly deciding to build fences around their front yards. Sure, it might keep people from trampling your flowers, but it also means fewer people get to enjoy them. This could hit new artists especially hard. Think about it. How many times have you discovered a new favorite song or artist just by stumbling across their work online? If everything's locked behind a paywall, those happy accidents become a lot less likely. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack, except now you have to pay to look at each piece of hay. But wait, there's more. The article throws out an interesting curveball: blockchain technology. Now, I know what you're thinking. Blockchain? Isn't that just for crypto bros? But hear me out. This could be a game changer for artists. It's like giving them a digital fingerprint for their work. Every song, every painting, every piece of writing gets a unique, tamper-proof stamp. It's like having a foolproof way to prove, hey, I made this. And it gets even cooler. With blockchain, artists could potentially track how their work is being used in AI training. It's like having a GPS for your creative output. You could see exactly where your song ends up, how it's being used, and maybe even negotiate better terms based on that information. But the real kicker? This tech could open up whole new ways for artists and fans to collaborate. Take Grimes and her elf.tech project. It's mind-blowing stuff. Fans can use AI to create songs with her voice, and they actually get to share in the royalties. It's like karaoke on steroids, with a profit-sharing twist. This is Lucy, reporting for Listen To. And let me tell you, folks, we're living in exciting times. The intersection of AI, blockchain, and creativity is like a perfect storm of innovation. It's not just about protecting artists' rights anymore. It's about reimagining what it means to be a creator in the digital age. Who knows? Maybe in a few years, we'll all be part-time AI collaborators with our favorite artists. The future of music and art is looking wild, and I, for one, can't wait to see where this roller coaster takes us next.